Listen to Jacob Lickenstaff's ideas for how to use the Oscar-nominated film The King's Speech to understand the causes and treatments for stuttering while also exploring physics of sound.
Movie characters with a stammer are usually comic relief, and their speech difficulties indicate that he or she is not to be taken seriously. Michael Palin's Ken in A Fish Called Wanda is a classic example. He is unable to complete the tasks given to him by the leader of his gang, his stutter is so bad he's nearly unintelligible, and near the end of the film, he is mocked by Kevin Kline with the line, "It's K-K-Ken coming to K-K-Kill me." The 2010 Oscar contender The King's Speech takes a decidedly different approach, depicting the story of a historical figure and his long-term struggle with stammering. Golden Globe winner and Oscar nominee Colin Firth plays King George VI of England, who was crowned in 1936 after his older brother gave up the throne to marry an American divorcee. George VI, known to his family as Bertie, had a stammer from about the age of 5, and had sought treatment for it from several speech therapists.
My husband is, he's required to speak publicly.
I have received...
Perhaps he should change jobs.
And what if my husband were the king?
The film focuses on his work with an Australian speech therapist, Lionel Logue, played by Geoffrey Rush, who had a great deal of success improving Bertie's speech. Logue's treatment plan included speaking while listening to music on headphones, breathing exercises, and even shouting expletives to get words flowing.
Your methods were unorthodox and controversial.
Up comes your royal highness.
It's actually quite good fun.
Yes.
Bertie was reluctant to take the throne, and initially reluctant to participate in Logue's therapy. His wife Elizabeth, played by Helena Bonham Carter, encouraged him in both endeavors. Logue's success in treating the king is put to the test in 1939 when England enters the war with Germany, and the king must address the nation via radio. To make Bertie more comfortable during the address, Logue constructs a tent about the size of a telephone booth out of blankets. With Logue at his side, the king delivers his speech, and his slow delivery with long pauses is seen as appropriate to the serious nature of the address. Their relationship continued throughout the war and beyond, with the king awarding Lionel the Royal Victorian Order for service to the crown. Now, the cause of stammering is not well established, though there appears to be a genetic component, as about 60% of those who stammer have a close relative who does as well. Stammering or stuttering affects about 1% of the adult population, and about 5% of children deal with a stutter for 6 months or more. Childhood stress appears to play a role, and in Bertie's case, the fact that he was not allowed to follow his natural tendency to be left-handed may have caused some of that stress. Neurophysiology may hold a clue, as those who stutter process language differently from those who do not. And it is notable that boys are much more likely to stutter than girls. Logue gained experience treating speech disorders while working with veterans of the First World War. Stuttering was a known symptom of what was then called shell shock. The modern diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, describes a similar condition. Those with severe PTSD sometimes exhibit stuttering as a symptom, though the link between emotional stress and stuttering is not clear. The Stuttering Foundation argues against emotional stress as a cause, though they also cite childhood family dynamics as a contributing factor. The ability of the brain to process sounds may be involved in stuttering, since one treatment that is often successful is to alter the way a stutterer hears his own voice. Visit www.stutteringhelp.org for more facts and figures on the topic. Physics and physical science teachers should look at the print and online versions of this column for ways to use this film to introduce the physics of sound and microphones to their students. Note, The King's Speech is rated R for strong language.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Forget everything else and just say it to me.